The U.S. intelligence community says China has concealed the extent of its coronavirus outbreak. Bloomberg's Nick Wadhams is joining us on our newsline. Nick, what have intelligence officials learned about China?
The essential finding from the intel community is that China deliberately underplayed the number of both deaths from coronavirus and also the number of people who were infected. So for some time, there has been a lot of suspicion about the Chinese numbers and a worldwide sense that it's been very difficult to get a true grasp of how many people are infected with coronavirus. But the intel community's finding is specifically that the Chinese government underplayed the number of people who were infected, and that was a deliberate decision by the Chinese Communist Party.
Do we have any idea what kind of proof intelligence officials have to back this up?
Not at the moment. We know that this assessment was delivered to the president last week, and there's also a broad sense that it's not just China, that there are many countries. Sources told us that this is believed to be happening in India, in the Middle East, countries like Egypt and Saudi Arabia, for example. But it is classified, and so far we haven't really been able to pierce the veil and get a sense for the specific evidence behind this. But, there is obviously a lot of weight in that assessment. It's an issue that certainly has been politicized, but a formal report being delivered to the president it sort of takes this up a notch and also will add a great deal to a lot of the sort of contention between the U.S. and China over this issue that's been broiling for a few weeks.
Nick, does anyone have any idea what China's real COVID-19 numbers are?
No, that's a great question. One of the big issues has been how many asymptomatic cases there are. So number of people, both in the U.S. and China who have the virus but are not showing any symptoms. China has started to let some of those numbers out. But the numbers they've released so far have been very, very low, just in the 1,000 or a couple thousand range. So when you compare that to a confirmed caseload of more than 80,000 people, it's believed that number is vastly, vastly underreported. So, scientists are sort of looking at models in the U.S. that could indicate, anything from 20% more to 50% more to 100% more. So it's really sort of all over the map at this point.
Had China been more honest with its numbers, Nick, could the rest of the world, even the U.S., been better prepared? What are officials saying about that?
Well, that has been a main contention for members of this administration. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and members of the White House have said repeatedly that, if U.S. scientists had been given access to the city of Wuhan, had been given access to Chinese data, accurate Chinese data from the very start, they would have been better prepared to respond, or they would have been quicker to recognize the gravity of the crisis. There are a lot of critics who are very, very skeptical of that and say that the president was downplaying the virus from the very beginning. And then no matter what China was saying, the U.S. should have been better prepared with testing, for example, and with protective equipment. So there's a real debate going on. Certainly some people want to attribute this entirely to China, while others say, we all knew this pandemic was likely to happen at some point, and we should have been better prepared regardless.
Nick, good insight. Thanks for joining us. That is Nick Wadhams at Bloomberg.